Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. We begin on Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Now the Mishnah told us that Echad B'Tishrei is considered Rosh Hashanah L'Natia, pertaining to years of Erla, something planted before Echad B'Tishrei. Come Echad B'Tishrei, the first year is up. That counts as year number one, pertaining to the 3 years of Erla, during which the fruit are Asur B'Achilam. After the first 3 years comes Netar Ravai, the fourth year, in which case the fruit either need to be taken to Yerushalayim or redeemed if they're outside Yerushalayim. Now, how close to Rosh Hashanah can you plant that tree and have that time period considered as your first year? Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. Echad Hanotia, whether one plants a fruit tree, Echad Hamavrich, or he bends a branch downward into the earth where it takes root, and he comes out from the other side, and that turns into its own tree. That's called mavrich, miloshen berech, like a knee that bends. Another form of planting. Vechad markiv, or one who grafts, takes a successful fruit tree branch, grafts into an unsuccessful fruit tree. That's just another form of creating a sort of a new fruit tree. So if he does these things, Erev Shviz, the year going into Shemitah, the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, Shloishim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if he does this 30 days, at least 30 days before Echad B'Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah L'Natia, also Leishana, that counts as year number one. So he's done with the first year of Erla. 30 days, that's considered enough to be considered like a year. Umutar lekaimen b'shviz. Number two, when it comes to Shemitah, you can hold on to this fruit tree because the planting took place way before Shemitah, at least 30 days before Shemitah, which is enough time for it to be considered a pre-Shemitah planted tree. However, pachas mishleishim yaim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you planted it less than 30 days to Rosh Hashanah, that's not enough time. Loy also leishana, that does not count as year number one for Arla. V'asur l'kaimen b'shviz, and likewise, he cannot hold on to this fruit tree on Shviz. It's as though it was planted in the Shemitah territory. Rashi will bring the halacha that we learned yesterday. Tosefes Shviz is connected to Shviz as well. It's too close to Shemitah, and therefore he has to get rid of that tree. Says Rashi, eight lines from the bottom. Also Lishana. So if you planted a minimum of 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that section, that time period of 30 days, counts like a year. Kivin shiyegea yoyim echad b'tishrei, also leishana, leminyan shnei yarla. So from there till Tishrei is considered year one of his 3 years of Arla. The Gemara is assuming because 30 days count like a year. A year is comprised of 12 months. Once you experience 1 month out of those 12, you've already experienced that year somewhat. You've got you had a good taste of that year, and it counts halachically like a year. Pachas mishleishim yom, says Rashi, lo yoso leishana. If it's less than 30 days, it doesn't count as a year. You have to wait until ad tishrei abo, until the following tishrei, then you have a year. Im eino erev shviz, of course, if it's not Erev Shviz, because otherwise next year it would be Shemitah. You would have a problem with the fact that it was planted on Shemitah. So here we're speaking about Erla, number one. If it's planted at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, that counts as year one. V'im Erev Shviz, now, if you planted it less than 30 days to Rosh Hashanah, and it happens to be the year going into Shemitah, also l'kaimai, you can't keep this tree. Mishum tevesef es shviz. Shemei sifin mechol ha-kodesh. We learned yesterday, you meant to add from mechol to kodesh. Shviz extends, gets advanced into Erev Shviz. So if it's 30 days before Shemitah, it doesn't relate to Shemitah. You have a full month between yourself and Shemitah. A full month is like its own independent entity. It's like a year on its own. It relates to Erev Shemitah and not to Shemitah. Whereas if it's within 30 days, too close to Shemitah, you're running into Tosefes Shemitah, in which case you cannot be Mekayim this tree. Continues the Gemara on top. Now, although we say that when it comes to a netia, a freshly planted sapling, fruit tree, Rosh Hashanah is determined by Echad B'Tishrei. So when it comes to Echad B'Tishrei, it counts as year one. And you would assume that the following Tishrei is year two, and the third Tishrei would be time's up, no more Arla, right? Wrong. It says the Gemara Chiddush, Uperes Netiyah Zu Asurin Atesvav B'Shvat. The fruit which will be produced by this young fruit tree are going to remain Asur until Tu B'Shvat. Which means you have a tree planted here. 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. That counts as year one. Then we have the next Rosh Hashanah. So it's year two. 2 years up. Then we have the next Rosh Hashanah. So you think the 3 years of Arla are up. First 30 days, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, from second Rosh Hashanah to third Rosh Hashanah, you think Arla is over. Says the Brisa, no. The fruit remains also until Tu B'Shvat, which is 4.5 months later. Uperes Netiyah Zu Asurin Ad Tesva B'Shvat. Im La'Arla Arla. If it's still within the domain of Arla, meaning it's that first Tu B'Shvat, so it still remains, it still retains its Arla status until Tu B'Shvat. V'im L'Ravai, Ravai, meaning the year after that, the fruit is considered Ravai, right? You have 3 years of Arla, in which case the fruit is forbidden completely. The fourth year, it's called Ravai, Ravi'i. You eat it in Yerushalayim, or you redeem it if it's outside Yerushalayim. So following that Tu B'Shvat, for the next year it's going to be Ravai until the next Tu B'Shvat. And Rashi explains the reason for this. Why would you say it extends past Rosh Hashanah? If we say Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei is really the starting point of the new year. Answers Rashi a novel pshat. He says like this. The Mishnah speaks about Echad B'Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah l'netiyah. What is a netiyah? A young sapling. Not a fruit-producing entity. At that point, he relates to Echad B'Tishrei as his Rosh Hashanah, which is the Rosh Hashanah applied to all land-related halachis, Shemitah, Yovel, and likewise when it comes to determining the years of Arla. That's because it's just a sapling and not a fruit-producing entity. But once it turns into a mature tree, it's producing fruit, says Rashi. Now, it transitioned. It's no longer regarded as a netiyah, some a little plant, a sapling, like a vegetable, like grain, which relate to the growth cycle hinging around Echad B'Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah. No. A fruit tree works differently. Gemara soon will bring a pasuk. Tosfos will explain based on the Gemara Daf Yud Dalet. Has a different cycle. It runs according to the fruit-producing cycle, which is based around Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. It's turned into a tree. So true. Initially, when you planted it, when it was still a netiyah, a little grass, a little branch, a little plant, like a vegetable. So it related to the karka. It ran along the guidelines of halachis of karka. Shemitah, Yovel, the master of Yerakos, master of grain, who relate to Echad B'Tishrei at the beginning of the calendar year. And therefore we say, if he planted it at least 30 days before that first Rosh Hashanah, come that Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, it counts as year one. Because at that point, it's still related to the year, the annual cycle, which is ground-related, karka-related, which is determined by Echad B'Tishrei. But once it turns into a mature tree, it's producing fruit. It's an Ilan. Rosh Hashanah, the Ilan is Tu B'Shvat. It has to relate to a different cycle, to the fruit-producing cycle, which revolves around Tu B'Shvat. as we're going to see soon. So it's a great chiddush. You have the same plant. Initially, we treat it like a natiya, in which case, the Echad B'Tishrei determines the Rosh Hashanah. But then it transitions into a tree, in which case, the fruit that is found on this tree is now going to have to wait until Tesva B'Shvat for us to consider it to have completed the years of Arla. So again, just to illustrate it again, we have the Natiya planted here. 30 days later, you have Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei. At this point, it's still a Natiya. Year's over. New year begins. So first year of Arla is up. But then, eventually, it starts producing fruit, and it turns into an Ilan, with new halachas. So now you have to wait from Rosh Hashanah to the second, gives it year two, to the third Rosh Hashanah is year three, but year three extends all the way till Tu B'Shvat. At this point, it's an Ilan. He has to wait until Tu B'Shvat for his year to be up. So that's the conclusion of Shnei Arla. A year later, Tu B'Shvat is the conclusion of the 4 years, which includes Netar Revai as well. Says the Gemara, Manan and Mili, how do we know that a fruit tree has different halachas than grain, than vegetables? Amar Abchia bar Abba Amar B'Yechanan. So they said it in the name of B'Yechanan. Umotuba literally means they leaned it. It just means to say that some attributed this concept, Mishmeid Rabbiani, they said it in the name of Rabbiani. It comes from a pasuk, Amakra. The pasuk speaks about the fact that the first 3 years of that fruit tree, the fruit is asur, it's considered arla. And then the pasuk continues, Uba shana haravis. The fruit has kedusha, Uba shana chamishis. You're free to have the fruit, it's mutar b'achila. The fact that the pasuk added the vav, Uba shana haravis. 3 years are arla, Uba shana haravis. And then again, Uba shana chamishis, we have a drasha which says, at times, the Erla extends into the next year. You would think it's done and over with. No. At times it extends into something which appears like the fourth year already. No, but it's still Erla. And at times the Halacha of Revai extends into what appears to be the fifth year. No. It's still a Revai until Tu B'Shvat. Pa'amim Shem Revius, Vadayin Asur Mishum Erla. Sometimes you would think, oh, fourth year has arrived. No, it's still has the Erla status until Teshuva B'Shvat of that year. And likewise, Ba'amim, Shebechamishes. At times, you're already in the fifth year. You passed Rosh Hashanah. You think it's over? No. Vadayin Asura Mishum Revai, it still retains its Revai status. Now, Tosis explains, based on the Gemara Daf Yudalid. So, we have this Pasuk now that extends past Rosh Hashanah, but until which point? Why Shvat? Why Tu B'Shvat? The Gemara says, because at that point, Yatsu Rav Gishmei Shana, the majority of the rain season has passed, and Rashi there explains, the seraph, the sap, the growing agents, has already started growing, rising up into the trunk of the trees, and the tree has already gotten sort of its energy, which will propel it further, and able to produce its fruit for the coming year. So at that point, we consider last year's growth cycle to have been completed, and the new cycle has begun. So it's based on the pasuk, which tells us that trees are treated differently, and the Chacham determined and established it to be totally in Tu B'Shvat based on the production habits of the trees. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Braisa. You planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That counts as a year. Lema d'likar Rav Meir. Shall we say this Braisa is not in line with Rav Meir's Shita? The Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, Ha'oma, didn't he tell us? Yom Echad B'Shana. Chash Hashanah. You need not have 30 days to count as a year. Even experiencing 1 day out of a year can already count as a year. In this case, even planting it 1 day before Rosh Hashanah should be sufficient to count as year one of Arla. Look, the year is made up of days. Experiencing one element of that year, one building block, one day which forms a year, is sufficient to have experienced that year somewhat, and halachically, it can already count as though you have experienced that year. It should count as year one for Arla. Why do you need 30 days? Now, of course, Tosis points out, it's not a universal halacha. For instance, he says, bar mitzvah boy, he has to have a full 13 years. He brings several other examples. It's not something which is universally applied. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't, as we're going to see in the following braisa. For instance, when it comes to animal, ages of karbonis, we apply this concept. When it comes to erla, we should do the same. This is Sanya. What do we find in Rav Meir's shita that one day counts as a year? We have three stages of the cow's development. We have the eagle, the calf, ben bakar, a bit older, and the par, more mature. The eagle is within a year old. So when you say ben shana, doesn't mean a year old, within the first year, from 0 to 1. Ben bakar, within 2 years old. And par, within 3 years old. Par ha'omer bater stam. What is the stam definition of the word par? Ben esrim var bo'o chodesh v'yamechot. 24 months plus 1 day divrei Rav Meir has to be considered within the third year. So 24 months and a day is already considered 3 years old, and it's roi to be brought as a carbon whenever you need a par. Divrei Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, even having experienced 1 day of that third year is sufficient to be considered like a shana. Rav Lezer Omer, he requires 30 days. Ben esrim ra'abo chodesh v'lamed yom. Has to be 24 months plus 30 days old. Why? In order to have that third year, he has to have 30 days of that third year. Because the year consists of months. That's Rav Lezer's approach. It's made up of months. To have the year, you have to experience at least one of those months. Considered having tasted that year, so to speak, experienced that year. That counts as a year. According to Rav Meir, 1 day is enough. Shoyer Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir used to say, Kol Malkim Shnemer Egel B'Torah Stam. Whenever we find the term Egel in the Torah, without an explanation, just the word Egel, what is it referring to? Ben Shana, an animal within the first year. Ben Pokar means ben shtayim, within the second year. Par ben shalosh means within the third year. So you have to be considered a three-year-old. In the Torah terms, three-year-old means he is within the third year, past 2 into 3. How do you get that? Says Rav Meir, has to be 24 months plus 1 day. Because that additional day gives him enough of a taste of that third year, he's considered a ben shalosh. Why? Yom echad b'shana chashav shana. Right? So according to Rav Meir, since the year is comprised of days, having 1 day gives you a taste, gives you an experience of that year. We count it as a year. When it comes to Erla, why do we need 30 days? As long as he plants it a day before Rosh Hashanah, that should be enough to count as year one of Erla. Answers the Gemara, afil te Rav Meir. The Brisa can be following Rav Meir. Here it's different. Ki kamer Rav Meir, yom echad b'shana chashav shana. When does Rav Meir consider 1 day like a shana? B'soiv shana. Rasha says b'soiv shanim, meaning the end of the sequence. For instance, the animal. He already had 2 full years. This additional day attaches itself to the previous 2 years. It's the hashlama. It's a completion of a sequence. Completion of a set. It's easier to consider a day and count it like a year because it's at the end of it's completing a set which is already there. Ava betchinas shana or shanim, but when you're starting to reckon years, at the beginning of a calculation, you're starting up now. Loi, we're not going to consider 1 day like a year because you don't have anything to work with. You're starting up fresh. Therefore, when it comes to Erla, we're starting the Erla now. 1 day, even according to Rav Meir, cannot be counted like a year. So if he already has something going, he's trying to complete it. Okay, 1 day, it's enough to to attach itself to the previous sequence of years to give you that completion, that conclusion. But to start with a year by just having a day, that doesn't work. Amar Rava, what do you mean? Just the opposite. V'lav kavachaymahu. Using a kavachaymer can prove things are just the opposite. If anything, it's in the reverse. Why? Because it's easier when you're starting up and you're leading it to something important. As opposed to when you're done, you're completing, and that's it, it's at the end of the road. If anything, starting up is easier than concluding. Not being your raya. Uma nida, since we find by Anida who sees dam on Sunday, she's tamei for the next 7 days. Whether or not she saw dam throughout those 7 days. She's tamei for the entire set, shiva yimei nida. Now, what do we find by Anida? Uma nida she'ein tchilas hayom. Let's say she saw 7 days. The last day, she says, you know what? It's already part of the day through, part of the way through. Mitzasayim kikulay, let's consider part of the day like the entire day. I've already experienced my 7 days. Let me become tohir now. Let me be toivel. That's it. We don't say that. She'ein tchilas hayom. The beginning of that last day doesn't work. Oylo b'sofa, we don't count it as a seventh day of her set, until she finishes that full day and can be titled that following night. This, of course, was in the time of the Chazal, meaning this was the Iker Din Torah, that an Isha sees dam will be titled after 7 days. Today we do it differently. Rashi brings the Gemara that we're machmer, consider every Re'iyah like a Ziva, which Shiva Nakim works according to different guidelines. But according to the set halacha in the Torah, an Isha sees dam on Sunday, she's tummy for 7 days. And she can't be toil on the seventh day by saying, look, I've already experienced part of that last day. I have 7 days behind me. No. The beginning of that last day doesn't work. It can't count at the end of her sequence. And still, what do we find? We do say elsewhere by Anita to count as her 7 days. The end of the day will work in the beginning of her set, meaning say she saw dam at the last portion of Sunday. She didn't see a whole day, just the last moment. Soif hayom. It's oilu b'tchilasa. It's counted and considered like day one of her set. Mix the same kikuloi. This is considered a day which is tamei, even though she only experienced tum at the end of that day. It's like a mix the same kikuloi. Experiencing part of the day b'tumah gives the entire day a din of tumah. What do we see here? That tchila is easier than the end, than the soif. When she's starting the set, when she's being introduced to the nida system, we say since it's leading to a solid sequence of days following that mikzas, it works. It counts as a day, even though it didn't work the other way. It didn't work at the end of the set. Apparently, the tchila is easier than the end because it's leading into something solid, something absolute, that has chashivas. And therefore, when it comes to us, shana or shanim, according to some geruses, shana mishim echad oylo b'soifa, when it comes to counting of years, such as by the animal, he wants to turn 3. We say, sure, no problem. You have 24 months behind you. One more day of the third year counts as year 3. Shiyim echad oylo b'soifa. When it's at the end of the set, the end of the calculation, one day is reckoned like a year, then of course, ain't it didn't, certainly, of course, shim echad oylo b'tchilasa, and of course, if it's at the beginning of a set, such as the years of Arla, you want it to count as year one, of course, ain't it didn't, shim echad oylo b'tchilasa, that one day should be counted as a year, when it's still at the beginning of the system, when it's leading into another 2 full years of Arla, of course it should work. So according to Rav Meir, why do we need to plan 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? One day should be enough to count as year one for the upcoming set of Shnei Arla. Okay, says the Mas, so what's the other option? If it's not Rav Meir, who is it? We have Shittas Rav Elazar in the Brais. You need 30 days to be considered a year. Okay, let's explore. Is it going to work? Velamai Rabbi Lezer. So you need 30, and perhaps the Braisa, which requires 30 is Rabbi Lezer. But it won't work. Because Shloshim Ushloshim Boi. You need 30 for the plant to get take root, to get absorbed into the ground. And on top of that, you need another 30 so that it experiences that 30 days, which is considered a year, to count as year one of Arla. So 30 is never enough. You need 30 just to get into the ground, to have it take root. Otherwise, Rashi says, like a seed sitting in a bucket. It's not planted. It has to take root. It has to get absorbed into the ground. And then you can have 30 days to count as the first year of Arla. Shloshim u'shloshim boy. The Braisa doesn't require more than 30. So we're stuck. It's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Lezer either. This none. Where do we find this concept that you need it to be rooted in the ground before you can even consider it? Time passed when it comes to Arla. Ein noitin, you can't plant a fruit tree. Ve mavrichin, that's the bending of the branch. Ve markivin, grafting. Erev shviz, pachas melamed yom. Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If it's a year leading into shviz, make sure it's not less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. If it was less than 30, you have to uproot it. So the shear is 30. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Da Omer, Kol Arkava She'ena Keletes B'Gimel Yamim. If you have some sort of grafting or planting which hasn't really taken hold, you're noticing that it's already 3 days and it was not Kelet, it didn't really take root, it didn't really tack on properly. Shuvei Nikoletes, it's no longer going to be successful. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it takes 3 days. It can't take 3 days for the new plant to take root. Rabbi Yisab Shimon, I'm Shtei Shabbosis. It takes 2 weeks, 14 days. So you have three shitas, 3 days, 2 weeks. V'Amar Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua. Livra Imar Lamed. You see, we had the first sheet of Rabbi Lezer. Planted at a minimum of 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're safe. But, says Rav Nachman, he meant to know, it's not really 30. It's 30 plus 30. Al-Dirya Imar Lamed, according to Rabbi Lezer, who spoke about 30, Tzorach Lamed Ushleishen. You need 30 just to get it to take root, to take hold. After that, Ushleishen, another 30 to experience the year. To count as year one. Likewise, according to Rabbi Yehuda, spoke about 3 days to take root, Tzorach Shleisha. You need 3 days to take root, Ushleishim, another 30 to experience that first year of Arla. To experience the year of Erev Shviyas. To be considered planted before Shviyas. According to the Shita that spoke about 2 weeks, they meant 2 weeks to take root, on top of 30 days, which are considered a year. Tzorach Shtei Shabbosos, to take root. On top of that, Ushloshim Yoim, which are considered like a Shana. And then it's considered to have been planted before Shemitah. So if that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, which means that even according to Rabbi Lezer, who speaks about 30 days being counted as a year, of course, but on top of that, you need 30 days for it to take root before you can even consider it, to have implanted as a viable tree, to count as year one of Arla. Why does the Braisa only require 30 days? Vinami Rabbi Yehuda Svirle. Okay, let's switch tracks. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Well, Gimel Ushleishim Boi, he needs, on top of the 30, he needs 3 just to get it absorbed, to take root. So we're stuck. Either way, it doesn't work. Braisa spoke about 30 days. Who is speaking? It's not Rav Meir. 1 day is enough. It's not Rav Lezer. 60 days. It's not Rav Yisrael B'Shimon. 45 days. 2 weeks and 30 days. It's not Rav Yehuda. 33 days. 3 days to take root and 30 days for the year. Elul Eglon Rav Meir. Says, well, you know what? Let's go back to the first option. It's Rav Meir speaking. The question was, why do you need 30 days? 1 day is sufficient to be counted as a year. Answers the Gemara, you know what? V'chika amar lamed l'klita. Let's relearn that braisa. Planted at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, right? Not because 30 days is considered a year. No, following Rav Meir, one day is sufficient to count as a year. 30 days? Leklita. To get it to take root. To get it to take hold, to start growing. That's what the Braisa meant. And even Rav Meir agrees, that's necessary. Before you could start counting years, you have to have a tree growing. 1 second, says the Gemara. But then 30 is not enough. Yachi lamed aleph boy, you need 31. 30 to take root, plus a day to count as year one. So you need 31 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because Savar, the Braisa holds, Yom Lamed, the 30th day, Oyla Lekan will count as the 30th day of taking root. So you have 30 days. Ulekan can also be considered the first day in the other direction, meaning will count as the first year, applying the concept of Mitzvah Siyam Kikuli. So the first portion of that day is considered like the conclusion of the 30 days of Kalit, of taking root. Once you have a viable tree, so this next portion of that day is considered like day one of growing. And Yom Yechad B'Shana, Chashev Shana, counts as year one. There you go. So the Braisa is Rav Meir. Plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're safe. It takes root. And then the last portion of the last day is considered like the first year of its growing series. First year of the Erla series. And then there goes year one. And likewise, when it comes to Shemitah, Rashi explains. According to Rav Meir, you don't need 30 days to Sefer Shvi'is. As long as you have that one day. It's one day away from Shemitah. That's enough to be Mekayim to Sefer Shvi'is, which is an interesting concept. Ramban asks on Rashi, what do you mean? Suddenly we changed our halacha? Earlier we figured you need 30 days for Sefer Shvi'is. Now we decided one day is enough, and the Farshim explained, yeah. Because now the Gemara is working with the concept that one day, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashev Shana, it's Rav Meir speaking, one day counts like a year. A year consists of days. It's made up of yomim. Having one of those elements, experiencing one factor of that year, is having tasted that year. Halachically, it's considered like you had that year somewhat. Okay, likewise when it comes to Tosefes Shvi'is. If it's a day away, a day is an independent entity. It's like a year on its own. You're not connected to Shemitah. You're far away from Shemitah. You're still in Erev Shemitah. So you're not running into Tosefes Shvi'is. Once it takes root at that point, it's considered to have been planted before Shemitah. If you're a day away, you're away from Shemitah. You're Erev Shemitah. If it's less than that, then you're connecting to Shemitah. It's leading to Shemitah, Tosefes Shemitah. But if it's already a year away, a day away, which is like a year away, doesn't relate to Shemitah, it relates to Erev Shemitah, and you're safe. Okay, so conclusion, how many Shitas do we have? When it comes to taking root, how long does that take? Rav Meir, Rav Lezer hold 30 days. Rav Yisrael, Rav Shimon, 14 days. Rav Yudah, 3 days. What is Chashev Shana? According to Rav Meir, 1 day. According to Rav Lezer, 30 days. The Braisa spoke about planting a fruit tree at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's kind of the Gemara was. It's Rav Meir speaking. You need 30 days to take root. And that 30th day, the Yom Lamed will have Mitzvah Siyam Kikulei concerning Klita. It can be considered day 30 as far as taking root. And also, can we consider that one day, that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashev Shana, and it's going to count as year one pertaining to Arla, and disconnect you from the following year of Shemitah, which case we'll consider this to have been planted before Shemitah. And you can hold on to that tree. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we have two shitas regarding what's considered a year. Rabbi Lezer says 30 days. According to Rabbi Meir, 1 day is enough. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneyan Mikrecha Darshu. They're both coming from the same pasuk. Pasuk by the Mabul, which says, Vayhi. So it was year 601 of Noach's lifetime. Barishon v'echad ha'chodesh, the first day of the first month. I was going to darshan the pasuk as follows. Remeir Sover. The pasuk is speaking about the first day of the first month and considering it year 601. Midakati yom echad u'da'ayel v'shana. It's barely one day into the next year. V'kakarle shana. The pasuk is already referring to it as a year. It's year 601. It's just one day into that new year. It's already 601. Transition from 6 to 601. Shema mino, we learn from here. Yom echad v'shana chashav shana. One day is already counted as a year. You've already entered the next year. You've already experienced the next year enough. It's already year 601. V'idach. Rabbi Lezu says, no, you need 30 days. What does he say with this pasuk? How does he respond to Ramey's Rashi? He says, Iksiv b'sheish me'es v'achas shana. The pasuk would say, look, it was 600 and the first year, so the word shana would be at the end. Kedekamris. So I understand that we see from here one day is already considered into the next year. So if we would say this way, b'sheish me'as v'achas shana, so shana is referring back to 601. Ha'ashadachsev, but now the pasuk says v'achas, and then v'sheish me'as shana. So we learn that shana, the word shana, asheish me'as kai, is referring back to the number 600. How many years? 600. Umay achas, the word achas, which is the beginning of the pasuk, aschalta da achas kamar. Pasuk just meaning, pasuk means that it's the beginning of the next year. It doesn't have chashivas like a year. It's not like 601. It's year 600 still. But you've initiated, you've gone into the next year. Va'achas, you've gone into the next year. But it's not yet considered a chashav enough. You haven't really accomplished 601 yet. Because you need a month for that. Okay, Rabbi Lezer, my time. What's Rabbi Lezer's reason? Where's he coming from? That 1 month is needed to be counted as a year. Nechsir, the pasuk, same pasuk says, Barishon Be'echad HaChodesh. It was the first month. Be'echad HaChodesh, the first of that first month. So it was the first day of that first month. Now, Medakatim Echadu Da'ayel B'Chodesh. Since we're speaking about barely one day passing into that month, V'kakar Le'Chodesh, the pasuk refers to it as what? Rishon Be'echad HaChodesh. It's already the first month. What do you mean? It's just one day into that month. It already is considered like the month. Shema Amin, you learn from here, Yom Echad B'Chodesh, Chashav Chodesh, experiencing one day of that new month is enough of an experience to give you a taste of that month. You're already in that month. It counts like the month. Oh, so knowing that, we're going to draw a parallel. Yom Echad B'Chodesh, Chashav Chodesh, since we find that experiencing one day of that new month counts as the month, Lamed Yom B'Shana, Chashav Moshav. So when it comes to counting years, how much do you have to experience to be counted as Shana? 30 days. Why? What's the connection? So he explains. V'chodesh l'manuyav. What is a month made up of? Days. You count 30 days, you end up with a month. So the building blocks of a month, the elements that make up a month, are days. How do you experience a month? V'chodesh l'manuyav. By experiencing one of those days used to calculate to make up that month. So experiencing one element of the of those building blocks which make up that month is enough to give you that taste of the month. And likewise, v'shana l'minuyah, when it comes to a year, how do you experience the year? L'minuyah, experiencing one of those elements used to make up that year. How do you make up a year? With months. So according to Rabbi Lezer, a month will give you that taste of the year, but not less than that. You need 30 days. Says Rashi, the first wide line, we find that a month is made up of days. And likewise, when it comes to years, how do you have a year? By experiencing one of the things that are used to make up the year. And what makes up a year? Through months. Right? That was the pasuk we had over and over. Rishon Lachem, Lechatshi HaShana. Chadasha, make a year, says Rabbi Lezer. A day gives you the month, but a month is needed to get you the year. It's interesting, Kasha, on our sugya, because the pasuk is speaking about the year 600, which turned into 601 at the top of the year, at Aleph, the first day of the first month, whatever that is, Nisan, Tisha, whatever is considered the first month. Let's assume it's Nisan, right? So the raya is, look, it's only one day into the next year, and we already switched over. It already counts as 601. That was Ramea's raya. Now, these numbers, 6, 601, are what? Speaking about the years of Noach's life. Take a look at the pasuk. We're speaking about the Mabel was in year 600 of his life. Then we have 601. We're speaking about his lifetime, how old he was. So how do you know when his birthday was? Maybe his birthday was months ago. We speak about the first day of the first year being 601. First day of the first month being 601. Fine, Echad B'Nissan 601 because he turned to 601 half a year ago. So maybe you need half a year to count as a year. How do you know it's one day or one month? So Turah Evan says, it seems clear from Al Gemara that, in fact, there's a Rashi in the beginning of Shmois who seems to say the same thing. Beginning of Kisisa. Not beginning of Shmois, Shmois, beginning of Kisisa. That when it comes to the years mentioned in the Torah, even pertaining to people's lives, Avram lived this month, we're speaking about not birthdays. Years which are determined, numbers which are determined by Shnois Oilam, by the calendar years. So I'm not speaking about personal anniversary of his birth. That's one thing. Birthday is one thing. But when Torah speaks about years, it was X amount of years, L'chayei Noach, the number reflects and relates to the calendar year, which is based on the chronological years, you know, Tishrei-based or Nisan-based. It's an interesting chiddush. So that's why the Gemara brings a riot from here. Look, it's only one day into the next year, and it's already considered 601. L'chayei Noach? How do we get that switch over so quickly? To the riot from here? That even one day counts as a year. Okay, so summation. We start with a braisa. If you plant a fruit tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're safe as far as Arla, it's already counting as 1 year, you're safe as far as Shviz. We had a chiddush that the fruit actually are asr until Tu B'Shvat because it's been transitioned into a tree, in which case it gets new halachis. It acquires the Rosh Hashanah li'lonis, Tu B'Shvat. That was an interesting side point. Then we had a Mishnah which gave us various shittos regarding how long it takes for the new plant to catch, take root. We have 30 days, 2 weeks, or 3 days. And we discussed the main point of the sugya, which was what's considered a shana. How much do you experience of the new year for it to count? Rav Lezer says 30 days. Rav Meir says 1 day is enough. That explained the braisa. It needs to be 30 days before Shoshana. Why? It's Rav Meir speaking. 30 days to take root. But that last day will have a double identity. Consider day 30 for taking root, and day 1 as per experience the first year of Arlo, Yamecha B'Shana, Chash B'Shana. We concluded with the Mekoris of Rav Meir and Rav Lezer based on a pasuk by the Mabel. According to Rav Meir, the fact that it's only a bit into the next year, and we already consider it as the next year, that's a raya that one day is called a Shana. Rav Lezer says no. One day into next month gives you that month, because Chodesh Lemenuyav, and likewise a month of the year, you've experienced an important enough element of that year, and that gives you the halacha of Chashav Shana. All the best to you, and much, much hatzlacha.